Hello, everyone. Allow me to begin by observing protocol. The principal, deputy principal, heads of department, esteemed teachers and learners, thank you for being here. My name is Yeguna Musei. I'm an educator and a mentor who is passionate about education technology. I work with schools across Kenya to design learning experiences that are engaging and inclusive. Today, I'm deeply honored to have been invited to speak to you. I sincerely thank our principal for the opportunity to share something close to my heart, technology and learning. Let's begin, ladies and gentlemen. I know you have heard about technology in education, haven't you? In Kenya, Safaricom launched M-Pesa in 2007, a mobile money service that started a technology wave across our country. Now we have services such as Eneza and M-Shule, which help learners in places like Turkana and Marsabit learn using simple phones. Over 6 million learners have used them already. There is more, a project called iMlango. It began in 2014 and brings online lessons to schools that do not have electricity. How does that happen? By using solar-powered tablets. In Kisumu and Kajiado, for instance, iMlango project used solar-powered tablets to deliver online learning materials. I remember hearing about Akai, a grade 8 learner in Turkana who continued learning through digital kits provided by the Ministry of Education and UNICEF. Today, more than 175,000 learners use technology in learning, so learning has become personalized. Now, let's rewind to March 2020. Do you remember what happened? The World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. Schools all over the world shut down, including over 30,000 primary and secondary schools in Kenya. This left more than 18 million learners without classrooms, according to UNESCO. It was a moment of silence. But then technology began to speak. Tools such as Google Classroom, Microsoft Teams, and Kenya's own e-Elimu kept lessons going. Through these tools, over 1.6 billion learners around the world continued learning. Isn't that amazing? We look back and say we didn't give up. Instead, we adapted, we improvised, we learned. Presently, dear listeners, learners use technology to learn. Learning is no longer confined to buildings. Whether in Nairobi, Samburu, or Kisumu, learning has become easier, faster, and more enjoyable. It can happen through screens, through voices on the radio, through solar-powered devices under the sun, or even through SMS. And now we enter the new chapter, Artificial Intelligence, AI. AI is no longer science fiction. It is here in our classrooms. Imagine a chatbot that helps you revise for exams or an application that uses AI to offer you personalized lessons. In fact, some schools in Nairobi are already using AI-powered tools to mark assignments and give feedback instantly. That means teachers have more time to support learners emotionally and creatively. AI is helping us learn smarter, not harder. Let us not stop there. Technology is not just for use. It is also something we can build. One day, one of us might create an application that teaches children science or even farming through their phones. Or maybe one of you will design an AI app that helps learners with the challenges to read, write, or speak more easily. So let us use technology to help ourselves and others, no matter where we live. Let us embrace artificial intelligence as a tool and a companion that makes learning more inclusive, creative, and exciting. Let us keep moving forward. Let us keep building a future where learning never stops, no matter the storm. Shall we? Thank you.